Want to describe what you're doing, Gloria?
I'm clipping her chin whiskers because it's not nice to be a girl with whiskers. There's something so unfeminine about a bearded lady.
I've always found them appealing myself. You ready for this, Star? Can you make a noise for me?
This bearded lady is a horse. Her name is Star, and the woman giving Star a haircut is Gloria.
Oh, I'm Gloria Safera, and I've been part of this farm for my whole life, and I'm 80.
And I'm Gabriel Spitzer. You're listening to Sound Effect, and we're here to learn a little bit of the history of this very unique spot, right smack in the middle of the south end of Seattle. How many other large animal farms are there in the city?
None.
You're it.
We're it.
This 20-acre farm in South Seattle is home to more than a dozen horses, and you can walk from these green pastures right to the light rail station, or shopping in Seattle's Rainier Beach neighborhood. When Gloria's grandparents settled this land back in 1919, it was mostly woods.
And then it was less rural when I got married, which was about 1960, and they had a 4-H club. They had some dad who built an arena on the power line so the children could practice their riding, and there were horses all over here.
So does growing up on the mean streets of Seattle make these horses a little tougher than your average country horse?
No, it makes them a little more sophisticated. Oh, and they're much safer because nothing bugs them. They've already seen that. And usually what they do is they're very good copycat animals. So if you have a young horse and you take it with an older horse, the young horse goes, "I think I just saw the Sasquatch." And the other older horse goes, "It's a Halloween costume." And the younger horse goes, "Oh, that's okay."
I understand you took a memorable trip on Halloween last year.
Oh, yes. We humiliated my grandson, who is a pledge in the Fiji house at the University of Washington, by unloading our horses at Green Lake and riding up a grass median that takes you all the way to Greek Row. And when he saw us ride up to his fraternity house, he was mortified. He was just going, "I do not know these two women, my mother and my grandmother. They're insane people." And then classes were letting out. So all these kids are coming across the street. And many of them are very, very cute girls heading for their sorority houses. And they're stopping and saying, "Can we pet the horses?" My grandson was no longer quite so humiliated as he would say, "Of course you can pet the horses. And what house are you in? And what is your phone number, honey?"
For a proper view of this horse farm, you really have to see it from atop a horse. So Gloria invites me to hop up on Star, the mare who was getting a shave earlier. Sound Effect producer Jennifer Wing, who is way more horsey than me, gives me a leg up.
Have you gotten onto a horse?
It's been quite a while, but I think I get the basic principles.
Just swing your leg over and I've got her. She's not going anywhere. You wild beast.
Well, Gabriel Spitzer here, coming at you from atop Star, the chestnut mare. I wanted to tell you that today on Sound Effect, our theme is city slickers. We are going to talk about what it's like for urban dwellers to make it in the country and what it's like to build the city from scratch out in the middle of nowhere. It's all coming up on Sound Effect, so don't go away. Let's go, Star. Yeah.